Christian life. Can we start off by reading the title of the week one outline together?
Intrinsic significance of the Christian life.
Next, can we also read Romans 1 together?
Amen.
The Christian life is a life of living Christ. Our living should be Christ. And the way to live Christ is to love Christ.
So yeah, we can really see, you know, that this week there's an emphasis about the matter of living Christ.
Amen.
And to live Christ should be the goal of our Christian living.
Amen.
And even later on in the morning of the Bible, it talks about the matter of living in the person of Christ. In 2 Corinthians 2:10, Paul forgave a brother in the person of Christ.
Amen.
And Paul was so one with Christ that everything he did it in the person of Christ. And people may wonder, how can we live Christ, right? How can we be so one with the Lord that in everything we do it in the person of the Lord?
Yeah.
And in order to live Christ, the first thing we need to take care of is our love for Christ.
Yeah.
Next, can we read the first verse under the day one passage? Mark 12:30.
Hey, right?
And you shall love
the Lord,
Lord your God from your whole heart, from your whole soul, from your whole mind, from your whole strength.
Amen. So we need to love the Lord with our entire being. With our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind, and our whole strength.
Amen.
And our love for the Lord is the source of all things. And, you know, when it comes to this matter, right, it's easy to be very outward in our thinking, right? We may think that to live Christ is a matter of how many meetings we attend, or how many trainings we went to, or, you know, how persistent we are with morning revival, or how many services we're involved in, right? But no, it's all about our inward love for the Lord.
Amen.
And our love for the Lord is the source of all these things. We need to be occupied by Him, lost in Him. And so that He becomes everything to us, and that we are one with Him practically in our daily life, in all things. And actually, this was Paul's experience, right? In fact, to Paul, he loved the Lord so much that for Paul to continue to live was Christ, and if he should die, it was gain. Next, can we read Romans 2 together? Now,
to live the Christian life is to do all things in the person of Christ, in the face of Christ.
Can we also read the second verse of the day 2 passage together? 2 Corinthians 8:2.
But whom you forgive anything, I also forgive. What I have given,
anything, is for your sake, in the person of Christ.
So we can see in this verse, as I was mentioning earlier, right? Paul forgave a brother in the person of Christ.
Amen.
And, you know, in the Moyer Revival, it talks about how in the original Greek translation, right, the word for a person in this verse is prosopon, right? And, you know, what this translates to is it means face, right? And as we know, right, a person's face expresses what the person feels inwardly, right? Whatever a person feels inwardly, inevitably it will some way or another issue forth from the facial expression. Right, if a person's angry, his or her eyebrows will furrow, right? And if a person is happy, he or she will smile, right? And their cheek muscles will contract and spread out. but yeah, this was Paul's experience, right? Paul not only lived in the presence of the Lord, but as worded in the morning revival, he lived in the index of the inward feelings and thoughts of Christ.
Amen.
He lived in the face of Christ.
Yes.
He lived in the person of Christ.
Amen.
And, you know, in 2 Corinthians 2:10, right, Paul's outward action toward the brother he forgave was because of Paul's love for the Lord.
Yeah.
Paul loved the Lord so much that he was one with the Lord to the extent that he experienced the inward feelings and thoughts of the Lord.
Yes.
And to bring up one more verse, Ephesians 4:2, it says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, bearing one another in love. So, you know, lowliness, meekness, and long-suffering, right? These are all divine attributes, right? And, you know, no matter how much, you know, we try to imitate these attributes, right? They cannot be found in our natural humanity. But they can only be found in our transformed humanity. Our humanity transformed by the resurrection life of Christ. And if we love the Lord with our whole being, right, we will know the Lord's inward feelings. And the Lord, you know, will realize that He is lowly, He is meek, and He is long-suffering. And this was Paul's experience. So may this be our experience too. May we love the Lord with our whole being so that we may know His inward thoughts and feelings and express Him in all His divine attributes. Amen. Maybe we can just open the time for sharing. Maybe 3 minutes each person. I don't know if anyone can help with the piano. But, yeah.
I will follow our brother in sharing. So, actually here, this the Christian life, if you look at the title, the Christian, the Christ is the first, right? And then, so actually it's a process. It's a process. Because, when we were born, we have ourselves. And, you know, it's regardless of personality, you know, some person is very stubborn, some are very soft. But nevertheless, we all have this kind of self. And then when Lord saved us, it is a matter of a process to live for Christ, right? So now we. Let me refer to this day three of verses. It says, with all lowliness and meekness,
right,
and with long suffering. So these features, I like to point out, don't take it for a like older man feature, because some person are born to be a little like, you know, meek. Some are born to be a little like daring or, but that's not here means. Here means it's a divine feature. It's like divine feature. It's lowliness, meekness, and with long suffering. Yeah, that's like basically it's coming out of the Christ.
Yes.
So in other means, in the real world, you know, you will see some person, you know, more like soft, but the Lord brought him or her to be more brave. Some people need more brave, more direct.
Right.
You know, more like, right now, this time of year, company are giving, feedback. I got some, you know.
Feedback.
I got like several things.
Performance appraisal.
Yes, asking me to give them feedback as a colleague. So I would pray for each colleague. I write different. Some colleague I write, you know, if he or she can more direct, the better, because he or she does not tell me, you know, what's going on, but the better. But some, I say, you know, you better check your work because you go too fast. You told me all down, but it's different. But my point here is, it's regardless how we are born. We are all born with, you know, awesomely made. God awesomely made. However, we are utterly a sinner. We are utterly a sinner. So we need Christ. And so when we say we live for Christ, it's just not just a term. It's really, we mean we live for Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
This message speaker is Brother Eddie. Pretty soon he will open the region conference in New York City. So I think those messages is very important for us, because the speaker will come to the present. Amen. And I really respect the brother here, because since 1938, since Brother Ni shared about the no more Christian life, nobody mentioned all the Christianity. Nobody mentioned about the Christ. What a life. What a living. No. Even the 2003, that Brother Lee's book, after the Brother Andrew Yu translate, bring that the burden. But in 1997, Brother Lee is with the Lord already. So, I very respected Brother Ed. He still have a strong burden, continue.
Yes.
Bring out this ministry.
Amen.
Oh, after 1938, the Watchman Lee speak, and Brother Lee talk about his whole life burden. He wanted us to live out Christ.
Amen.
Live Christ.
Yes.
Like the Christ live through you. Amen. And so the Roman 1 to talk about how to live your Christ. The first way is to love Christ. You don't love him, you cannot live him. You love. Then the second one, Roman number 2, to talk about the Greek word. That explained from Brother Lee didn't finish those messages. You check the life study, talk about the two Greek words that Brother mentioned. Very important. In the first word, Greek, talk about the parousia, talk about the presence. And the second word, in the Paul's burden, he talk about the prospon. That word come to the Bible 76 times. He had a very strong burden, because he talked to us that word sometime in the Bible translated for person. And the other, sometime he translated the face. Like, I don't want to talk to take too much time for you. Only recovery version. The 2 Corinthians 3:7 and 2 Corinthians 4:6 all translate to face. But in the 2 Corinthians chapter 1:11 and the 2 Corinthians 2:10 translate to person. But it's the same Greek. Okay. Then he show us the first number, he talk about why stay in the face. How do you live with Christ? Live in his face to face that life. That live Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. In this morning revival, is very short, the title, right, on the book, The Christian Life. Very short. And brother, I remember Brother Ricky says, summarizing two things, basically. We can say the Christian life summarizes and loving the Lord to the uttermost and live Him in our daily life, right? And this message have talk about five aspects, right? Five aspects of the Christian life. The first aspect is, he says here, to walk worthy of the calling with which we were called.
Amen.
For what? To keep the oneness of the Spirit.
Amen.
For the building up of the church life. Okay? That's the first item. see, we were called to work, to walk worthy of the calling, to keep the oneness. In order to keep the oneness, we need to love the Lord to the uttermost. And the second aspect, he says, to grow up in Christ. As we walk with the Lord, we start growing. Not only individually, but corporately. Right now we're growing corporately. Right? And the third item is to learn Christ as a reality that is in Jesus. We need to learn Christ. He's the prototype. He is the one that fulfills all in all. And we are the fullness of Him. And we're growing. We're learning of Him to walk. The fourth item is to live in love and light. To live in love. God is the Spirit. God is love. He is the Spirit, He is love and light. So we need first to come to our spirit, exercise our spirit, to receive His love so we can love others. To receive His light so we can shine to others. Right? But if we don't love the Lord to the uttermost, there's no way it's going to happen. The fifth item is to be filled in the Spirit. We need to be filled. How? We need to eat the Lord every morning. We need to pray. We need to read His Word. We need to be tell Him in the morning, we love You, Lord. We need. And that's the fifth aspect. But there is one today that touched me a lot. It's day five and day six. I don't think you were touched by this. Talk about discipline.
Amen.
Now, Amen. Sometimes we don't like to be disciplined, right?
Yes.
It's not easy to be disciplined. See, the Lord doesn't punish us. He disciplines us, right? And it says He does it. Those who have never gone through trials and chastisement have never been empty from vessel to vessel. So we're going to go through a lot of trials, violence, mountains, right? And the Lord is going to be transforming us little by little. God discipline is indeed precious. Sometimes we complain for this. Oh, this happened to me. This happened to me. Or oh, this is that. This is not fair. We complain, but God discipline is indeed precious. He wants to uproot us and to empty us from vessel to vessel. God discipline us and deals with us in many ways so that we may lose our original smell and yield to peaceful fruit of righteousness. We need to be constituted with Him. He need to change our whole character to the holy character of the Lord. But day six is even deeper. Sorry, I had to take a little bit more time. And day six was really, I don't know, really was deep, touched me. And I confess, you know, that he says, first, these ones are living, why we live in darkness? We live in darkness for many reasons, right? We live in darkness and we're rebellious. Don't want to do the work the Lord gave us. We don't want to shepherd. We don't want to read the word. We're in a rush always, right? And then this one, the first reason when we're living in darkness, we don't want to see these things. The second reason is a person is not broken because he loves himself too much. See, in the world they say, well, me, myself, and I. We love ourselves too much. And actually the Lord said, no. You have to love me more than you love yourself. Deny yourself. Deny yourself. So we need to try to tell the Lord, Lord, help me to deny myself so I can love You to the uttermost. Right? So sometimes these are the reasons why we fail. Right? But we should not fail if we are really praying in the morning, reading the Word, eating every day. We need to eat the Word every day, saints. That's the only way we're going to grow. That's the only way we're going to learn. That's the only way we're going to have love and light. Amen for this message that really open our eyes, right? Shine in us. And praise the Lord for this message. I hope this really touched each of you. Not to imitate the Lord, to be meek and lovely. No. So He can be the one inside of us that will be the meek one, the loved one.
There's a time like on Tuesday night, as a group of young adults, we gathered, and that night we were praying for a gospel friend to be baptized, and then there's a brother asking us that what is need for us to be baptized, because you know in Romans 10:9 says If you confess with your mouth Jesus Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. So basically, if we just confess and call upon the Lord's name, and we will be saved. But what is the point for us? And actually, that is very important for us to be baptized. And brothers encourage us that we need to like study more of the Word of God. Because in John 12:24 says that, truly, truly, I say to you, unless the grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it abides alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. So, yes, indeed, after we confess and we call upon the name of the Lord, we have the divine life inside of us. But if like Lord Jesus, when he was on the earth, if he did not die and resurrected, the divine life cannot be released. So in order for us to leave Christ, our outer man, that is shell of his fruits, need to be broken. Otherwise, the divine life, even though we have this divine life, it cannot be expressed, and then we cannot walk according to this divine life. So I'm so touched that also brother just mentioned that we love our soul life so much, but if we continue to do that, this divine life inside of us cannot be expressed. And you know, the Lord cannot gain his duplication on the earth. So I also appreciate day 5 in the outline says that, you know, in Mary, she had an alabaster flask with a pound of ointment. It's very valuable, but she broke it and anointed Lord Jesus. And it says that alabaster flask signifies our outer man, which needs to be broken so that inner man can be break forth. This is in John 12. But, you know, in past Friday, our small group also went through the Matthew 26. He also mentioned the same story here. And at that, in the points of view in Matthew, it's about the King Saviors. So when Mary, because he preached, he saw that Christ, Jesus is the King. So she was willing to broke the alabaster and anoint her. And also at the same time, by this deed, her outer man was broken and the divine life inside of her can be expressed. So may we be those we are attracted by the Lord and are willing to break our outer man so that his life can be expressed.
Amen. Talk about baptism. Last night I went to the gospel meeting for the Chinese speaking. I really feel the Spirit. I really touch. I think I should repent. Also, I need a renew. Because when we saw the sister, it's all like Brother Wing's daughter. Everybody's nice and went to the training. But then yesterday was baptized one friend. I think I'm too old. It's a tattoo lady. Tattoo lady. Oh, Lord Jesus. That's when she came out from the
water.
Wow, I really feel. I say, wow, we need to preach gospel, right? A lot of us. And this brother mentioned about alabaster. With Mary, the Mary sinful woman, the history. But he saved the old life. He wanted for his burying the alabaster. Very difficult to get. Like a gold. He pour out everything. I don't want anything. Pour out on the Jesus. Because he loved Jesus. He said, I will get chance. I will consecrate everything. Also, yesterday I said, wow. Lord still bless the church in the Piscataway. We have us Chinese speaking, we have English speaking. Next week is our turn. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the gospel. Amen. Now even today we have people baptized. Amen.
You know, in day 1, Mark 12:30, it says, you shall love the Lord your God from your whole heart, from your whole soul, from your whole mind, and from your whole strength. And this week I was just like, Lord, I don't know how I can love you in this way. You know, like the outline says, we need to live Christ. And in order to live Christ, we need to love Christ to the uttermost.
Amen.
I was just like, Lord, I do not believe that. You know, in my reality, I don't love you to the uttermost.
Amen.
But I appreciate it on day two. You know, 1 John 4:19 says, we love because he first loved us.
Amen.
And in the reading there, it says, actually, he loved us, and then he has infused us with his love.
Amen.
And so I just appreciate that. We can just say, Lord Jesus, I love you. Even if we don't know if we love the Lord all that much, we can just say in faith, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
And actually, I really appreciate here 1 Corinthians 2:9-10. It says, but as it is written, excuse me, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard and which have not come up in man's heart, things which God has prepared for those who love him.
Yeah.
But to us, God has revealed them through the Spirit, for the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God.
Okay.
And so actually, this is when we say, Lord Jesus, I love you, the Spirit is doing active research
right.
in our spirit to reveal all the things that God is, you know, and so that we have an entrance into all the riches of God and we can actively participate in them. So I just actually, anyways, I was reading this and I was like, wow, when we say, it's not a small thing to say, Lord, I love you. Because when we do, there is a way for the Lord to work in our being to show us who he is, you know? And actually, he shows us, oh, I can be all of these things to you, right? So then there is a way for us to live Christ in our daily living, right? And so, actually, as we learn to just turn a little bit, the Lord is just working in us to cause us to love him more. And then when we love him to the uttermost, there's a example in the reading about when a young mother delivers, you know, she to her to live is that child because she just loves that child, you know, and it's really true, you know, when we love somebody, we just give every, you know, your thoughts are constantly on that person and, you know, how can I make that person happy, you know, all of these things. And so actually when we love the Lord in that way, then we can live him. And, but I just, again, at the beginning of the week, I was like, Lord, I just don't love you like this. I think about so many other things. Like, what can I do? And the Lord's just like, you just say, Lord, I love you, you know? And then little bit by little bit, he just makes his home in our hearts so that we can say, Lord, you know, I love you with my whole heart, my whole soul, my whole mind, and my whole strength. And so we just, you know, and this was a reminder to me. Like, every morning we wake up, we just say, Lord, I love you. You know, like, we just have to start somewhere.
Amen.
And that just starts with, Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
Maybe we could just say that together, right? Lord Jesus, I love you.
Amen.
This week is, to me, it's a romantic relationship between us with the Lord. God is unchanging, but our love toward him, for me, not to, is
changing.
And the first is that touched me is day one, John 14:23, how to love the Lord. It's mentioned, if anyone loves the Lord, loves me, he will keep my word.
Mm.
So we need to come to the word to love the Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord promised when we keep him, keep his word, God will love us. And then he will, and mentioned, we will come. Lord, he is the Trinity. We will come to us and make a abode in us. Oh, Lord Jesus, this was is always speaking to me. Oh, when I forgot him, we need to come to his word. Keep my word. And I will come to you and abode in you, abide in you. Make my home in your heart.
Amen.
And also remind me how to love the Lord in past messages. mentioned that if we love the Lord, we need to shepherd His sheep. Oh, Lord Jesus, there are so many encouragement in His words. When we love the Lord with our whole heart, the third item and the fourth item will come in. I mean, the message here will come automatically. We will walk worthily in the Lord. And also our natural man will be renewed day by day. Praise the Lord. Oh, I really praise the Lord because I'm getting older and older. praise the Lord.
Amen.
And need to be renewed. And Lord give us brothers and sisters to come together to strengthen our belief, our faith together, so we can love the Lord more each day. Praise the Lord. Amen.
You know, since I was at the Seattle training conference in the Memorial Day, and I heard this message, Brother Ed Mark share, I was just so touched when he shared about the divine nature of God. And in Second Peter, it says that we've been granted, you know, precious and exceedingly great promises that through this we might become partakers of His divine nature. You know, at the time of salvation, we receive the divine life, but we become partakers of the divine nature. And I was very touched. Day two, it says here, seeing God equals gaining God, which is to receive God in His element into us to transform us. The very God whom we look at today is the consummated Spirit, and we can look at Him in our spirit to absorb the riches of God into our being and be under the divine transformation day by day. And this morning I was listening to Brother Lee sharing from the training in Deuteronomy, and he was talking about two persons in the Bible. One is Moses, who he said is a spokesman for God because he was constituted with God. And he spent so much time so that when he came down from the mountain, his face was shining with light. He was, you know, full of light, shining face, and he didn't even know it. But the expression of the divine nature is light. The essence of the divine nature is love. This is the divine love that Brother Richard was sharing about lowliness, meekness. All this doesn't come from us. And then the other thing was Apostle Paul, he said, is also in the Bible, is a spokesman for God because he was constituted with Christ. Yes. And so he could speak Christ. And in day two, Saints, I just read you one, at the end of the reading, it says here, the Apostle Paul had been reduced to such an extent that he never behaved himself in his person. He behaved himself in the person of Christ, in the face, in the thought, in the expression of the feeling of Christ. To live in the person of Christ is so tender and so deep. Paul was a person reduced to nothing except taking Christ in his person. He behaved himself in the presence of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Jeremiah 48:11 says, Moab has been at ease from its youth and has not been emptied from vessel to vessel, nor has he gone into exile. Therefore, his taste remains in him, and his scent is not changed. We see that this word scent in Hebrew means smell, which is the flavor of something in its original state.
Right.
And actually, when I was first baptized, I had a scent. And then when I went to high school, I had a scent. And then when I went to college, I had a scent. And then now, when I'm working, I also have a scent. So I was really concerned before the Lord, you know, for all of these years, since I was saved, right, has my scent and my taste really changed? And you see that it's very possible, right, after all these years for our scent to remain the same. And that's because, right, we
we don't realize that the Lord is trying to accomplish something in us. You know, this pouring from vat to vat, from pot to pot, actually, this is the Lord's disciplining and the Lord's dealing with us. And so, I mean, I find this a little scary, but actually when you realize that in Hebrews 12:11 it says, no discipline at the present time seems to be a matter of joy, but afterward it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been exercised by it. And so I began to realize that actually the Lord's dealing and the Lord's discipline is something that's precious, something that we need. But, you know, why do we need to be disciplined and to be dealt with? I think the answer is in the title of the little excerpt at the beginning. It's for the breaking of the outer man, for the release of the spirit and the expression of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I just want to echo our brother's sharing. So let me just read one paragraph in the day five. God's discipline is indeed precious. He wants to uproot us and to empty us from vessel to vessel. God disciplines us and deals with us in many ways so that we may lose our original smell and yield the peaceful fruit of righteousness. Yeah, I think this the precious is. So let's do the other way. You know, we are God's material. What about God just totally abandoned us? You know, you think about that. Even you know the life you have. You know, right now, you know, 70 years, 80 years, right? So the things you use, you may have 50 years. But if you don't develop, you know, the God gives up on you. That's a horrible thing. That's a really horrible thing, you know. And, you know, you always being that. You're going to feel really bad. But luckily, you know, our God never stops. Our God keeps working on us. It's a matter of how we'll react. One way to react would be, you know, under God's dealing, there's like murmuring, there's like suffering, right? And that's humans' natural react. It's okay, humans are humans. But one way or the other, as a Christian, we have to break through is, we have to react in a better way, which we accept, which we obedient. And with that, and this, the Bible tells us, it will yield the fruit, the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been exercised by it. So that's a great promise. And that's also God's, that's God's deep love. Yeah. Amen.
The general topic of this book is the Christian life.
Right? Amen.
The week one is the intrinsic significance of the Christian life.
Amen.
And this word life, I think, at least have two different kind of meanings. One is, you know, when we say, what's your life yesterday? That means the life is our living, right? What is your living look like yesterday? But there's the life can be also referred to, you know, we say human life, right? That means all the characteristic of this life, or divine life. That the divine life have divine nature related to it. Right? So how about when we are talking about Christian life, are we talking about Christian living or the life of the Christian? But I think in English, it could be referred to both. And so if we look at the Chinese version of this conference, and you look at different weeks, actually this Christian life have been translated differently in different contexts. So the general topic, actually, the translation in Chinese, 基督徒的生活, that means Christian living. Mm-hmm. But when we are talking about the grafted life, it's talking about grafted life, which is 接枝的生命. But I think in English, it's hard to differentiate as a shrimp point.
It's both.
Yeah, so the intrinsic significance of Christian life is actually our living need to live this divine life.
Yes.
So our living is to live this divine life.
Amen.
So Christian life is the living to live the life of Christ.
Amen.
So this week we see how to live Christ. Actually, the first thing we need to love Christ.
Amen.
The more we love Him, the more we are able to live Him. Because the more we love Him, we will care for what He likes.
Yes.
And the more we love Him, He will impart Himself more into us.
Amen.
And also we need to live in the person of Christ.
Amen.
And in the face of Christ. And that actually means we need to live to Christ.
Amen.
And every time when we live, we need to look at our Lord, our Christ. And face to face with Him. And at the same time, He will also impart His life more into us. But there was a frustration for us to leave Christ because we have our old fallen human nature. So that's why we need to have the breaking of our outer man.
Yes.
Because our outer man, especially untransformed outer man, we frustrate to leave us to live this divine life, you know, the life of Christ. And so that's what we really need to take care. And I was also very touched, actually, the third point, the third point about we have a calling. Our living, our Christian life, living is a work. And this work has a match to our calling.
Amen.
So we need to live some kind. We need to have daily walking that match our calling. What kind of calling is actually is to manifest or express our Christ life in
Amen.
Our daily living. So I feel, you know, the Lord really want to use this conference to remind us we have a calling, and that calling is we really need to live Christ's life in our daily walk.
Amen.
Yes.
You know, we have a very good bonus in this message one. Why I say that? Because when Brother Eddie put the outline, Romans 4. Everybody was, wow. That's Romans 4 idea come from the page 10. Page 10. Maybe you got too busy. You didn't get a chance. That's our spiritual grandpa.
Oh, yeah.
Watchman niece. Can we read one by one, you know, at least this meeting, then we have a review, you see. Just Brother Carol sharing this. Fellowship concerning page 10. Fellowship concerning the breaking of the outer man